New York. Novak Djokovic proved once again that age is no barrier at the highest level of tennis, sweeping aside Germany's Jan-Lennard Struff 6-3, 6-3, 6-2 on Monday to reach his record 14th U.S. Open quarterfinal. The 38-year-old Serb also became the oldest player in history to make the last eight at all four Grand Slams in a single season, underlining his enduring dominance. With the win, Djokovic moved past Roger Federer and Andre Agassi, who each reached 13 U.S. Open quarterfinals, and now trails only Jimmy Connors, who holds the open-era record with 17. He also joined an elite list as the fourth oldest man to reach the last eight in New York, behind Connors, Ken Rosewall, and Pancho Gonzalez. Just being in the same discussion or same conversation with Jimmy is obviously a huge honor of mine, Djokovic said, reflecting on Connors' run to the 1991 quarterfinals at the age of 39. The victory keeps alive Djokovic's pursuit of a record 25th Grand Slam crown, 2 decades after he made his main draw debut at Flushing Meadows. Djokovic's season has been marked by both resilience and frustration. At the Australian Open, he reached the semi-finals but retired against Alexander Zverev after dropping the first set. At Roland Garros, he was beaten in straight sets by Jannik Sinner, who also ended his Wimbledon campaign before lifting the trophy. Despite those setbacks, Djokovic's consistency across majors has been historic. No player of his age has reached the last eight at every slam in a calendar year, a feat that underscores his longevity and adaptability. Djokovic now advances into the quarterfinals with his sights firmly set on surpassing his own records. Already tied with Margaret Court for the most Grand Slam titles in history at 24, his campaign for a record 25th at Flushing Meadows continues to gather momentum.